Lows in the upper 40s. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny, highs in the lower 80s. A clear night tomorrow night, going down to the mid 50s. Monday is another sunny day with highs in the lower 80s. And on Monday night, we've got some rain moving in, a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Monday night, going down to the lower 60s, a chance of rain 30%. And it looks like for the next couple of days, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we've got a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the day. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners. And from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporteronline.com. Kathy Geary, welcome to Now and Then. Today's program is called The Child is the Father of the Man. Happy Father's Day.
I'm like a bridge that was washed away. My foundation's one made of clay. As my soul slides down to die, how could I lose him? What did I try? Bit by bit, I realized that he was here with me. I looked into my father's eyes. My father's eyes. I looked into my father's eyes. My father's eyes. My father's eyes. My father's eyes. I looked into my father's eyes. My father's eyes.
Eric Clapton, My Father's Eyes. That song was released in 1998, and he actually was awarded a Grammy Award for the pop vocal, the best pop male vocal. And there's something very sincere and beautiful about the way Eric Clapton writes such personal songs. I think he learned so much from playing the blues that he has the ability to be very expressive with such heartfelt emotions. Eric Clapton never met his father. His father died in 1985, and this song was released about a decade later. He wrote an autobiography, Eric Clapton, and he has a quote about this song. This is what he said. In it, I tried to describe the parallel between looking in the eyes of my son and the eyes of the father that I never met through the chain of our blood. I think it's just beautiful. So we're celebrating Father's Day, and there is a special relationship between fathers and sons, how they walk in each other's footsteps, how they're related, not just by blood, but by how they live, the talents that they have. And there's a very famous blues musician, a father and a son. Paul Butterfield came out of Chicago and had huge influences in the musical world in the 60s. And his son, Gabriel Butterfield, is following right in his footsteps. In fact, if you're not busy this evening, today, Saturday, June 14th, at 7 p.m., you have a wonderful opportunity to support WJFF, where there's a benefit concert for WJFF and the Friends of Maris Hearn. And it's tonight. It's the 8th annual Maris Hearn Life Celebration Concert, and it's an evening of the blues with the Gabriel Butterfield Blues Band. That's tonight at 7 p.m. at the Sullivan County Museum in Hurleyville, New York. A suggested donation of $15. All proceeds go to benefit WJFF Radio Catskill. So, father and son, Paul Butterfield and Gabriel Butterfield. Wow. So Paul Butterfield was born in like 1942, and he's from Chicago. In fact, he actually attended the University of Chicago in the early 1960s, which is where he met the blues guitarist Elvin Bishop. And then eventually he hooks up with Bloomfield, Mike Bloomfield. And so they were groundbreaking in what they did in their performances. Paul Butterfield Blues Band. They were actually booked to perform at the Newport Folk Festival in 1965. And so it's pretty amazing because at that time, most of the folk music community had never heard anything like the high energy performance that came out of the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. And of course, Bob Dylan is at the Newport Folk Festival in 1965. And so the very first time that Bob Dylan does that notorious electric performance, who did he have back him as a band? It was the Paul Butterfield Blues Band behind Bob Dylan's performance. They released a debut album in 1965, and then in 1966, they recorded an album called East West. We're going to hear a track from that album. It's the Paul Butterfield Blues Band doing Robert Johnson's Walking Blues. And the thing about these performances is it's like a jam band. You know, everybody's releasing these 2 and 3 minute pop songs. But when the Paul Butterfield Blues Band played, they had extended solos. It's like the earliest jazz fusion blues rock. It's a jam band in Mike Bloomfield and Elvin Bishop and Paul Butterfield. The thing about Paul Butterfield's harmonica style is that instead of playing a bunch of chords, chords on a harmonica, he would play single notes and he would solo. And there's a biography written about Paul Butterfield by a man named Steve Huey, and he says, "Not only did Butterfield clear the way for white musicians to build upon the blues traditions, but his storming sound was a major catalyst in bringing electric Chicago blues to white audiences who'd previously considered acoustic Delta blues the only really genuine article." So Paul Butterfield, a major influence in the blues world, and his son, Gabriel Butterfield, writes about, you know, growing up in the middle of tour buses and sleeping behind guitar amps. You know, growing up the son of a famous blues musician. And sure enough, he, Gabriel Butterfield, also is a musician himself. He is a drummer. And he's very strong on stage. His wife, Sally Squitieri, is also his manager. And Gabriel and his wife currently live in Northwest Florida, where they have Butterfield's Roadhouse, an eclectic music and art forum and cafe. Like I said, you can hear Gabriel Butterfield live tonight at the Maris Hearn Celebration Concert at the Sullivan County Museum at 7 p.m. this evening. We're going to hear a track from the Gabriel Butterfield Band at a concert they did at the Bearsville Theater in Woodstock. Here's a quote from Gabriel from August last year. Here's a quote, Gabriel, quote, "All I can say is that every time we play, my father is there. I feel him. The band feels him. The audience feels him. The CD that you hold in your hand is a selection of cuts from our July 13th and November 16th, 2012 shows at the Bearsville Theater in Woodstock. It's hard to believe that my father has been gone over 26 years, but by playing my father's music with this incredible blues band, Paul Butterfield is alive and well." So let's listen. First, we'll hear Paul Butterfield, Walkin' Blues. Then we'll hear Gabriel Butterfield. The song is called The Gold-Tailed Bird. Let's start with Paul Butterfield.
Woke up this morning, I looked round for my shoes. You know I had those mean old walking blues, yeah. Woke up this morning, I looked round for my shoes. Some people tell me that worried blues are bad.
It's the worst old feeling I ever had. Yeah. People tell me that worry, blues ain't bad. It's the worst old feeling, ooh, child, I ever had. Books run to the ocean, and ocean runs to the sea. If I don't find my baby, gonna bury me, yeah. Went to the ocean, and the ocean went to the sea.
Gabe's gonna sing one for you. And you know, I ain't saying he's Frank Sinatra Jr. or nothing, but I gotta turn around and look sometimes, and I think it's Paul back there singing, I'm telling you. Let's do it, man. In what key? A, right?
A, from the five.
Catch a gold tail bound and round. You know I gotta leave him out. I'm gonna catch a gold tail bound. If I can't find my baby, you know I just can't be satisfied. You know I wanna go to California. You know I go to Texas too. You know I might go over to Atlanta, Georgia. California too. You know I gotta leave him out. Gonna catch a hotel bird. Satisfied? No, I can't.
Come on, Gaga.
You have some friends down there. You know, if I can't find my baby, she's gotta be in a world somewhere. I'm gonna leave her, baby. You know, I'm gonna catch a cold tailbound and ride. She's gotta be in the world somewhere.
The Gabriel Butterfield Blues Band. Gabriel Butterfield playing drums and singing lead. That was called The Gold-Tailed Bird. Yeah, and right before that, we heard a recording from Gabriel's father, the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, from their second album called East West. We heard a Robert Johnson song, Walkin' Blues. I'm Kathy Geary, and today's program, The Child is the Father of the Man. So it's wonderful to hear, you know, how fathers and sons walk the same paths together. And it's also incredible to be a part of this community, because as we were all enjoying that music, I got a live update about the life and times of Gabriel Butterfield. Apparently, a couple of things have have happened that I was ignorant of, and I just wanted to clarify a little bit. Gabriel Butterfield has married a woman named Liz. They just got married last year, and he no longer lives in Florida. He now lives in Woodstock, New York. Yeah. So Gabriel Butterfield and his wife, Liz, she's going to be there this evening at a special concert, a WJFF benefit, WJFF and the Friends of Maris Hearn. This is the 8th annual Maris Hearn Life Celebration Concert with the Gabriel Butterfield Blues Band. And that's actually tonight, June 14th, 7 p.m., the Sullivan County Museum in Hurleyville, New York. It's your chance to support your local radio station and support this wonderful kind of music. If you like the blues, it doesn't get any more authentic than the Gabriel Butterfield Blues Band. Yeah. All right, so we're talking fathers and sons. One of my favorite musicians, David Crosby, just released a new album called Cross. And I'm just like fascinated by the sound of the music on this album. And I'm listening to it over and over. And there's a song, the very first song on the album, it's called What's Broken. And I'm saying to myself, yeah, man, that's David Crosby. Boy, nobody can write a song like David Crosby. Oh, yeah, that's him. That's really him. And then I look a little bit closer at the credits, and it's not written by David Crosby. The song is called What's Broken, and it's written by David Crosby's son. His son is named James Raymond. And David Crosby and his son James Raymond worked together producing and recording David Crosby's most recent album. And so I'm looking into the story a little bit here, because you probably are familiar with David Crosby. In the early 1960s, he gets together with a guy named Roger McGuinn, and they form a band called The Byrds. And, you know, their music, you know, Turn, 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 and Mr. Tambourine Man and all that. And he leaves the band in 1967. Well, apparently, while David Crosby is writing and singing and being a rock and roll star, in 1962, he has a son, a young boy named James Raymond, who was put up for adoption. So David Crosby's not really involved with his son James Raymond as James has grown up. In fact, he doesn't know, James doesn't know that his father is David Crosby, but he turns out to be a musician anyway. He's actually, James Raymond wrote all the music for the Nickelodeon's Roundhouse. He also composed music for TV shows, a Lifetime show called Angela's Eyes. In any event, David Crosby and his son reunite, and it's incredible to hear them sing together, because one of the things that's wonderful about fathers and sons is how their voices can sound like each other. We're about to hear the track from Cross, What's Broken, that James Raymond wrote. And even though David Crosby's voice is mixed in the front, the harmonies are being sung by his son. And it's just astounding how their voices blend together. Fathers and sons, David Crosby and James Raymond. This is called What's Broken.
Thank you. Every face is a masterpiece of lonely. Every breath is rarefied.
David Crosby, What's Broken? That's written by his son, James Raymond, and they're singing together on that album called Cross, released in 2014. So, fathers and sons, I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. So, fathers and sons, the child is the father of the man. The son walks in the father's footsteps. And I suppose for my lifetime, the biggest father and son's story that's most interesting for me, of course, is John Lennon. John Lennon has two sons, Julian Lennon and Sean Lennon. So I thought it would be wonderful to listen to music from each of these men and to listen to them beside each other and see what you can notice in common about how they express themselves, what their voices sound like. John Lennon recorded Double Fantasy, John Lennon and Yoko Ono. They were going to release separate albums at the time, but they decided to release the album together, alternating one song by John and then one song by Yoko. Double Fantasy, 1980 on Geffen Records, John's song, Beautiful Boy, Darling Boy, is for his son Sean, who was 5 years old at the time that song was released. Julian Lennon was born to John Lennon and Cynthia when John, right before John became so famous with the Beatles. Julian Lennon grew up to be a strong and passionate musician in his own right. And from his 2013 album called Everything Changes, we'll hear Julian Lennon's song, Someday. And then Sean Lennon. Sean Lennon has formed a band with Charlotte, Charlotte Kemp Mule. And the band is called The Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger. And in April 2014, they've released an album called The Midnight Sun. We'll hear a track from that album called Don't Look Back, Orpheus. And that song is credited, the songwriting is credited to John Lennon and Charlotte Kemp Mule. Let's start with the father, and then we'll hear the sons. John Lennon.
Close your eyes. Have no fear. The monster's gone. He's on.
One day the same. We get lost and we get broken. Isn't it a shame? What's unspoken? We're all in it together.
Were not furious.
fathers and sons. John Lennon's Beautiful Boy from his Double Fantasy in 1980. And then we heard Julian Lennon from his Everything Changes album from 2013 that was released in April, the song called Someday. And then we just heard The Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger, which is Sean Lennon and Charlotte Kemp Mule. That song was from the album called Midnight Sun, released in April 2014. Yes, the child is the father of the man. And it's interesting to see how they walk in each other's footsteps. And there's something about the sound of The Ghost of the Saber-Toothed Tiger that recalls to me the way that the music was going in the late 60s. There was an album that the Beach Boys did called Smile, which was only recently released. And on that album, Van Dyke Parks does the lyrics, Brian Wilson writes the music, and they record a song called The Child is the Father of the Man. We're about to hear that song. And I thought that was a line from Shakespeare. But looking a little further, I discovered that the British Romantic poet William Wordsworth wrote the poem called My Heart Leaps Up When I Behold in March of 1802. My heart leaps up when I behold a rainbow in the sky. So was it when my life began. So it is now I am a man. So be it when I shall grow old or let me die. The child is father of the man, and I could wish my days to be bound each to each by natural piety.
Father of the Mojang.
Judy Collins learned to play classical piano as a child, and she's playing piano on that song that she wrote for her 1968 album, Who Knows Where the Time Goes. Today's program, The Child is the father of the man dedicated to John Geary. Love you, Daddy. I hope you enjoyed today's program. Happy Father's Day, and thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporteronline.com. This is 90.5 FM, WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York, award-winning hydro-powered radio with studios in Jeffersonville, New York, and Honesdale, Pennsylvania. It's about 1 minute before 4 o'clock, and the forecast for tonight is partly cloudy with lows in the upper 40s. Tomorrow is a mostly sunny day with highs in the lower 80s. Clear tomorrow night, going down to the mid 50s. Monday is another sunny day with highs in the lower 80s. Monday night, we've got showers and thunderstorms possibly moving in. A chance of rain Monday night is 30%. Stay tuned. The Splendid Table is coming right up, followed by NPR's All Things Considered at 5 o'clock, and then This American Life at 6 p.m. Stay tuned. Support comes from you and from Matthews on Main in Callicoon, New York. Food, bar, happiness, MatthewsOnMain.com, and from Ba and Me, traditional Vietnamese food made with local ingredients, open seasonally on Upper Main Street.